There are three categories of tzaras. The category that is discussed in Parsha Metzorah is tzaras of the house. And there are a number of differences between tzaras on the house and the other two types, which are tzaras on the body and tzaras on the clothing. The plagues that affect the person or the clothing are covered, as mentioned in Parsha Tzriah. And Parsha Metzorah begins with a discussion of the ritual purification for the Metzorah, and then the Torah introduces the plagues that affects the houses. Now, the introduction also, so first of all, it's like broken up. It's, you have two types of tzaras, purification, and then tzaras habayis, which indicates that tzaras habayis, tzaras in the house, is different. Also, the introduction for the tzaras in the house is also unusual. The Torah says, Kisavol Eretz Canaan, when you come to the land of Canaan, Asher Ani Nosein Lochem Lachuzah, that I give for you as a lasting inheritance. V'nasati Negat Tzaras Veis Eretz Achuzah Eschem, and I will place and I will give a plague of tzaras in the house of the land of your inheritance. So the introduction says that I will place the negat tzaras for nasati. It's like it's going to happen. That level of certainty does not appear when it comes to the other types of tzaras. Also, this is happening only after you enter into Eretz Canaan, specifically ki savol Eretz Canaan, Torah says, when you enter the land of Canaan, and we don't find that language when it comes to the other two types of tzaras. First question is that true? Is it true indeed that tzaras habayis is something that only took place in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the other two types of tzaras that took place even in the desert? Or maybe all of them only took place in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ramban is of the opinion that if you read the Torah's description of how Hashem commands about the mitzvahs of all the different types of tzaras, it just says that Hashem tells Moshe, but it doesn't say daber al b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say speak to the b'nei Yisrael. And in fact, the Torah never tells us with respect to any three of the categories of tzaras that Moshe told the b'nei Yisrael about this in Sefer VeYikra. Only in Sefer Devarim, with the new generation, there Moshe says, Hishama b'nega tzaras. Does Moshe tell the next generation about the plague of tzaras? So according to Ramban, all of the types of tzaras were only commanded for those entering to Eretz Yisrael. However, most Rishonim disagree. Ibn Ezra says that the Torah specifically says when it comes to tzaras on the house, ki savol Eretz Canaan, that specifically tzaras on the house only takes place when they enter to Eretz Yisrael. But the other two types could take place even in the camp. And the Chizkuni says the same thing as well. It says explicitly, Kisavo Eretz Canaan, lo nemar kisavo gabe nige odom vekelim. It doesn't have that lashon, says the Chizkuni, by the plagues for the person, the plagues for the clothing. Lefisha apamidbar hayunogim. So that the Chizkuni says explicitly. Ibn Ezra is more implied. Chizkuni says explicitly that the other types of tzaras took place in the desert. But nige batim, the plagues of the houses, Shaloy Lahem Bamidbar, they were not in the desert. So there it says, Ki Savo El Eretz Kenat. So why is that true? Let's say we reject the Ramban, we follow Ibn Ezra, Chizkuni, others, that only the Tzaras Habayis, Tzaras of the house, was in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that so? So you can give a technical answer. The Sifra writes that the Torah says, "V'natat es habayis es avanov v'tzitzav es kol afar habayis." It says that when you're destroying the house, it has sarah. It says you're going to break down the house, the stones, the wood, and all the dirt of the house. So therefore, we see from this description, says the Sifra, that only a house is mitame. In other words, a tent would not have tzaras. Only a house with stones and wood and dirt. Only that type of structure would have tzaras. So for a technical reason, there's no tzaras in the desert because B'nai Yisrael didn't have these fixed homes in the desert. There's another midrash, this is Vayikra Rabbah, in Parsha Mitzorah, Parsha Yudai, and Siman Vav. So there, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes that when the Canaanim heard the Klai Yisrael coming to them, upon them, and they hid their property and homes in their homes and their fields, and God said, I promised that Avram Avinu that I would bring their children into Eretz Yisrael, Malea Kol Tu, full of all different types of goodness. and wealth. Because the Pasuk says in Devarim Vav, Ubati Malayim Kol Tuv, that the hopes will be full of all different types of wealth and all types of goodness. Ah, but the locals are hiding their wealth. So Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osa, what did God do? So Hashem causes plagues in the house. And what happens if there's saras in the house? At some point, if it spreads, then you have to destroy the house. Ah! And then the Bnei Yisrael would find the jewelry that's stashed inside the walls of the house. So again, maybe the goal is to get these hidden treasures of the locals. That again would only apply in Eretz Yisrael. That's also a little strange because the plague seems to be something negative, seems to be for something wrong that was done, and yet there is a, seems to be a benefit to Tzaras HaBayis. We'll come back to that a little bit later. But maybe the reason why there's Tzaras HaBayis specifically by the homes, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, is because the reason that one gets Tzaras on the home is specifically connected to entering Eretz Yisrael. What is the cause of the plague of Tzaras on the house? Why would the house get Tzaras? So the Medrash and Vayikra Rabbah explains that when is there a plague? So that is stinginess. When a person would say to his friend, lend me some wheat, and the person says, I don't have any wheat. And then the person would say, lend me some barley. And his friend would say, I don't have any barley. He would say, lend me some dates. I don't have any dates. A woman says to her friend, can you lend me a sieve? And she says, I don't have any. Lend me a different type of sifter. She says, I don't have anything. What does Hashem do? Hashem causes plagues inside the house. And there is Tzaras. And now, what's halacha? If there's a plague in the house, what does the Kohen say? Before I'm deeming whether the house is tummy or not, take all the kalim out of the house. So what happens? The man takes out his kalim. Oh, actually, you do have wheat. Oh, you do have barley. You do have dates. The woman takes out her kalim. Oh, you do have the sieve. You do have the sifter. So according to this midrash, the cause of the plague is stinginess. And maybe it's not a technical sin that causes tzaras in the house. It's really a bad midah of tzaras. So therefore, the plague is not really a punishment, but it's a catalyst for change. That basically, if you don't want to share with others, Hashem's going to buy, and you say, I don't have what you're looking for, Hashem will force you to take all your stuff out of the house. Everyone's going to see, oh, you do have what to share. And maybe it will induce a change in your behavior. Now, the Kli Yakar addresses some of the questions that we began with in the outset. Kli Yakar asks the following. He says, why does it say Kisavol Eretz Kanaan, specifically when it comes to Tzaras of the house? Why does it say Asher Ninosim Lachem Lachuza, that I will give to you as an achuza, as a lasting inheritance? That's extra. Obviously, it's known that Hashem was giving Eretz Yisrael as a lasting inheritance to us. So the Kli Yakar wants to suggest that when the Bnei Yisrael possess Eretz Yisrael, what should the people recognize? So he first says that Chazal point out that the cause of Tzaras in the house is Tzaras Ayin, is stinginess. And what causes it? That when we enter into Eretz Yisrael, what will people say? People should say that Hashem, Nasan Hashem Lo Lachuza. That's why the Torah says that I'm going to place a Tzaras Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem, in the home of the land of your inheritance. Why is it mentioned Eretz Achuzaschem? Because Hashem gave, we need to realize that when you enter into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is giving this home for you as an Achuza, a Bayis Malei Kol Tuv. House is full of all goodness. And it's to test us if we will use the goodness in our house to share with others. And whatever someone shares with others, not for him he's sharing, but it's from God. God gives us the homes in Eretz Yisrael for us to share. And therefore the Torah says, Kisavol Eretz Kanasher Nosin Lachem Lachuza, that when you enter into the land that I give you as a lasting inheritance, Kilo Lo Becharvam Yorshu Eretz Uzram Lo Shi. It's not that our sword or our strength brought us salvation. Kiim Yamin Hashem Remeva. It's God's right hand, as it were, is that caused us to be victorious. And we shouldn't say it was my strength that caused all this success. No, Hashem's the one who gives us the strength and the achuzah. And if so, if really everything belongs to Hashem, Hashem is giving this to us as a gift. He's giving it to us that we should help out the poor people. And if we don't listen to him, and we are stingy, and we say, Kizavol el Eretz Kanasha Nosein Lachem, achuzah, that we take this achuzah and we think, oh, it's my achuzah. I forget that it came from God. Then what's Hashem going to do? He's going to give us tzaras in the house of the land of our achuzah. Because instead of us attributing the achuzah to God, to ourselves, right, then hopefully then we will recognize that really the achuzah was given to us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And essentially, the plague reminds us that our house is not really our own gift, our own, but it's a gift from God. See, what's the healing process of stinginess? So the healing process could be short. You remove objects from the house, you seal up the house for 7 days, and maybe there are specific stones that are affected. The Torah tells us that what happens, if you see some tzaras, the specific stones that are affected are removed, and you replace them with new stones. But if you still remain stingy and you don't do tshuva, then the entire house has to be infected and must be taken apart. And maybe then, once we realize that everything belongs to Hashem, then maybe that other medrash we might receive the hidden treasure. Only when we realize that everything belongs to Hashem, then maybe we might, maybe as a proof that we've done tshuva, then maybe we will receive that hidden treasure. The question is, what about homes outside Eretz Yisrael? Are they subject to tzaras? So maybe not until we go into Eretz Yisrael. But what about homes outside Eretz Yisrael? So the Mishnah Negaim says no. In Chutz Laaretz, there's no Tumas Negaim, no Tumas Saras in homes outside Eretz Yisrael. And why is that? It could be because of the unique character of Eretz Yisrael. Ibn Ezra writes that Saras of the house only applies in Eretz Yisrael because of the maila, the level, the high level of the land of Eretz Yisrael, because the Mikdash is found in it, and God's glory is in the Mikdash. So, specifically, in God's home, stinginess is, and tzoras ayim is, specifically an affront to God. It's not simply a beidam lachaveiro sin. If we're stingy, then we don't recognize that God gave us the land. We think it's ours. It's, in other words, an affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his land that he gave to us to use, to share with others. If we don't realize that, so then there's going to be tzaras of the house only in Eretz Yisrael. I think the message, of course, is that we shouldn't be stingy, but more than that. Number one, we shouldn't be stingy, but more than that, we need to realize that the Yad Hashem, and hopefully we'll see the Yad Hashem specifically when we're in Eretz Yisrael, and certainly in our days, we're going through a lot in Eretz Yisrael, and we hope to see the Yad Hashem in our lives.